On the last day of the year, the CP was able to announce that it was in daily operation from Sacramento to Cisco. That was 92 miles, within 12 miles of the summit, and 5,911 feet above sea level, the highest altitude yet reached by a railroad in the United States, or anywhere else. Some 10,000 men had been engaged in construction on the track. Much of the masonry and heavy rock excavation had been done beyond Cisco. 12 tunnels were being constructed, night and day, by 3 shifts of men, a total of 8,000, mostly Chinese, at work. Except for the summit tunnel, they would be completed by the spring of 1867, and the summit tunnel by September. A large force of laborers was at work in the Truckee Canyon. The graders were almost 300 miles beyond the end of track. Grain for the horses and food for the men, plus supplies, had to be hauled by teams pulling wagons over the desert for that great distance. Water for men and animals was hauled 40 miles. A.P. Partridge, a white man working for the CP, recalled that the snows came early that year and drove as many as 3,000 Chinese out of the mountains and down to Truckee, where they filled up all the buildings and sheds. An old barn collapsed and killed 4 Chinese. A good many were frozen to death. Still, the CP expected that by the end of 1867, the end of track would be beyond the California-Nevada border, and that it would be building at a mile per day once it got into Nevada. The railroad was well into its assault on the Sierra Nevada and on its way east.